As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, June the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly. Workable solutions as well. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place today and at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We're going to tear the top off that can one more time today, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, speed it up there, Willie. That tongue of yours working. Pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas. And AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your listening audiences. I really do appreciate it. It's flattering. It's invigorating. It gets me up in the morning, knowing that we're talking to all of America out here. Hopefully we'll have more and more stations pick up this broadcast as the days and the weeks and the months go on. The listener call number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Everyone should have that written on their notepad by now. And your calls are certainly welcome. Our joblessness is a big driver this morning. Joblessness continues to weaken hopes that materialistic consumerism and Keynesian economics can save the mommy status dreams. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit today. But mostly, we're going to go back to John Stuart Mill on representative government. We're going to find out a little bit more about who is this man that founded a system of belief and thought known as utilitarianism. Utilitarianism, the philosophical radicals of England. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's get that market report for Friday, June the 4th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading down $2.90 at $1,204.90 an ounce. Silver lost 37 cents in early trading, trades at $17.58. I'm looking at my decimals converting to money. Yeah. Anyway, platinum down $21, trades at $1,522 an ounce. Palladium off $12 at $437 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market dipping down again below 1,200 briefly at 1,196.10. $1,196.10 for a low, $1,210.30 for a high. But at $1,204.90, your gold is up year to year, $224.30, bringing you a 22.88% return on your investment in Aurum, that precious noble metal. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much, much more to come today.
TeamSpeak.com. WCC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's close out that market report again for this morning. Active trading out of New York City again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. An hour ago, gold was trading down $2.90 an ounce at $1,204.90 an ounce. Silver was off 37 at $17.58. Platinum was off 21 bucks at $15.22. And palladium was off 12 at $4.37. Just about everything is in the red today. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $1,196.10 for a low, $1,210.30 for a high. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London, they set the price at $1,203.50. We're trading $1.40 above that at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Big news this morning again, SPDR Gold Shares, the Gold Trust, that spider on the corner of the web, State Street Global Advisors. They bump up overnight 21.91 tons of gold. Wow. Picked up 21.91 tons of gold overnight. Now they say they're holding 1,289.84 tons of gold in their exchange-traded electronic trading fund for a value on the street of $50.36 billion. You can imagine if that all came into the market at once, folks, where gold might go. I just bring that out to your attention. Keep it in mind. It can happen in a nanosecond. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 6 yesterday. at 10,255. The NASDAQ was up 22 at 2303. And the S&P closed up 4 at 1,103. It was a pretty pretty mild day and a bland day in the stock market yesterday, from what I can see from the charts. Crude oil this morning losing another $1.78 as people move away from petroleum-based energy products. $72.83 a barrel for crude oil. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 45 basis points. Trades at 87.67. 87.67 for that U.S. dollar index. Of course, if you want to find out more about the USDX, the trade-weighted basket of currencies, you can certainly go up to the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s own website and look there, find out all about it. You can also go to NASDAQ.com if you want, NASDAQ.com. That's an easy one to remember. And the London Bullion Market Association, LBMA.org, we'll give you everything you need to know about the price fixing that happens in London. Of course, we have a corollary here in the United States known as the COMEX. You can look into that one as well. But with the U.S. dollar index, the USDX bumping up 45 basis points, it impacts the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, and we find the Canadian loonie off 88 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. Remember, it was just months ago where it was at parity with the U.S. dollar. As the USDX, the dollar index, continues to climb, the exchange rate between the United States and Canada, our currencies, continues to decline for the Canadians. It's 95 cents U.S. this morning. The Mexican peso is resilient and is pegged to the U.S. dollar as you can get. It moves down 72 basis points and still trades at 8 cents a piece. So just fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro moves down 90 basis points this morning. Again, this is big news. You know, they're watching the euro as it goes down and down and down and crashes on the deck, killing everyone aboard. Moves down another 90 basis points, trades at $1.21. The British pound this morning moves down 17 basis points as well, trades at $1.46, $1.46 on the British pounds, and that's Swiss franc, just like the Canadian loonie. Not so very many weeks ago, at parity with the U.S. dollar, the Swiss bankers, the Swiss central bankers came in and said, that'll never do, gentlemen, we've got to reduce it, and they have. They've banged it all the way down. They've reduced it 14 cents against the U.S. dollar. It moves up 4 basis points this morning, but it trades for 86 cents U.S. Imagine what would happen if these guys would just get their hands off and let the markets come to their own equilibrium. Amazing. I don't know. Anyway, the bond market this morning, the two-year bond, the yield on the two-year bond, you can buy them for $100, but who'd want to? The yield this morning, 0.75%. So you take money out of your pocket, Federal Reserve notes or whatever, put them into these bonds, buy bonded indebtedness, and then a year from now, 2 years from now, you'd only be receiving 0.75% return on your investment at a time when we may have as much as 22% inflation. Whew, boy. Let me be your broker. 10-year bonds this morning yielding 3.27, the 30-year at 4.19. The mortgage market this morning moves down from a month ago at 4.37 for those 15-year fixed mortgages. They moved down from 4.37 to 4.30, continuing this downslide or this decline. The 30-year moves down from 5.11 to 4.91%. So that's the market report there. This is driving the news, however, making big news. Payrolls, this is off Bloomberg. Shobhana Chandra writing this for Bloomberg this morning, new news. Payrolls in the U.S. increased 431,000 in May. Jobless rates at 9.7%, but you're going to see that this number is not nearly as good as they had hoped for, and when it's fully understood and comprehended, it doesn't mean much at all. And as a result, a lot of the market reaction that you're seeing today is based upon this lousy number. Anyway, here it is. Employers in the U.S. hired fewer workers in May than forecast, showing a lack of confidence in the recovery that may lead to slower economic growth. Now, we're going to have a couple of articles along this line in this morning's news basket, but you're going to see things are not looking so rosy for the U.S. And that's why I say this joblessness continues to weaken hopes that materialistic consumerism and the Keynesian economics can save the mommy status dreams. It's not happening, folks. It ain't happening. Payrolls rose by 431,000 last month after a 290,000 increase in April. Remember, there's millions and millions of people in this country. These are very small percentiles. But payrolls again rose by 431,000 last month. You'd think that would be great, right? After a 290,000 increase in April, you'd think that would be great, right? Figures from the Labor Department in Washington showed. The gain was smaller than the 536,000 median forecast in a Bloomberg News survey. That's quite a drop. That's 100,000 different. They forecast 536,000. They got 431,000, at least, if you can believe your lying eyes and that these numbers have any credibility at all. But the gain, again, was smaller than they expected. This is unexpectedly fell, that kind of stuff. Private payrolls rose a less than forecast 41,000 people. All right? Put that on the tote board. Write that down on your notepad. Private payrolls rose less than forecast, at less than a forecast 41,000. We had 411,000 jump in government hiring here, is what we're talking about. This is the help for the 2010 census. So we had 411,000 senseless workers hired, and they're going to be coming into the workforce for a very short period of time, picking up $10 an hour, stolen from you to throw back into a failed economy model. Well, just goes from bad to worse. We'll pick it up right there, right after these words from our sponsors.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered, goes where you go, sets up in seconds, no filters to replace, no complicated maintenance, make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters, they're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word Oracle into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so you can imagine how this kind of news reporting that we have to do. I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, folks. This is the real deal. But you can imagine how in the world of economy and economists, you know, all of these figure, you know, digit pushers and stuff like that. You can imagine this is kind of like holding up a crucifix in front of Dracula. Their model's not working. They're shrinking backwards. They're having to go back into the closet from whence they came. But this is really important material because they've been looking forward to this. They were looking for some kind of a great stimulus here, but they're not getting it, and it's not coming. It's not working the way they thought it would. They did all of the outsource. They've done everything they could do to outsource all of our work all over the world, all of the production all over the world, all of our, you know, shutting down all of our mining, shutting down bringing to market all of the resources. How long ago with this spotted owl nonsense did they shut down the forests and drive all the loggers and the logging industry? You know, all of the opportunity to get a nice fur 2x4 or a 2x6 or a 2x10 to do construction work with. Now we've got all this twisted up, you know, spindly, knotty, sap-filled pine out of Florida. We're supposed to build our houses with that. Give us a break. Anyway, this green bunch, have just about destroyed this country. And like I said, this is kind of like holding a crucifix in front of Dracula's face. They don't like this kind of news, and it's really impacting the marketplace. But continuing, again, the gain was smaller than the 536 median forecast in the Bloomberg News survey and reflected a 411,000 jump in government hiring of temporary help. This is not long-lasting. You know, this is not good news. This is taking it out of your pocket and mine. This is adding to the debt to create this brigade of senseless workers harassing the people of America at the doorstep. You know, you've got to question that. I hope you do. Private payrolls less than the forecast, 41,000. So they didn't even get the 41,000 in the private sector. Unemployment rate fell to 9.7%. Notice how she has to say this. The unemployment rate fell to 9.7% as Americans dropped out of the labor force. This is not just out of the labor force in this country. This is out of the labor force worldwide. These are Americans who are no longer bringing their industry, their intelligence, their skill, their dedication to the various things that we have been known historically since the Industrial Revolution for providing to this the global economy in the export market and the import markets. This is really a really sad story, but it's very, you know, it really just doesn't get enough coverage that it should. Staff reductions at companies such as Hewlett Packard, we talked about that, where they laid off 9,000 people. They're going to hire back 6,000 people, and in the shuffle, 3,000 people will be permanently out of work. But those 6,000 that are going to come back, they're going to come back at lower wages, fewer benefits, fewer vacations, shorter hours, new job descriptions, so on and so forth. Probably lose their corner office with the rubber tree plant and the private secretary, so on and so forth. Again, staff reductions at companies such as Hewlett-Packard and Citigroup Incorporated indicate a slowing in the labor market that threatens to restrain consumer spending. Once again, materialistic consumerism, the Keynesian economic school. Now, this is where this is at, folks. All right, threatens to restrain consumer spending. If you don't have it in your pocket, you can't spend it. And that is the biggest part of the economy, if you want to call this an economy. Federal Reserve Chairman Shalom Bernanke said yesterday that unemployment was exacting a heavy toll. You don't know whether he was rubbing his little greasy palms in glee for having created this mess, or whether he was remorseful for what he's done, showing why economists forecast interest rates will remain low. In other words, there's a lot of pressure to jack up the interest rates. The Federal Reserve has been trying to keep it low. Common sense would say that you're going to have to get your interest rates up before people are going to invest in bonds, municipal bonds and otherwise. If there's no return on your investment, why would you put your money there? I can almost assure you that between now and next year, you're likely to see a continuation of plus 20% return on your investment in gold. Can't say that for platinum and palladium. They're a really dicey thing. But gold has been kind of probably the longest bull market in the history, you know, in recorded history. It just keeps going up and up. You're certainly going to get far better than 0.75% in the next 2 years in gold. Anyway, and that's just one place. There's lots of places you can look. Then there's the gold shares, there's the mining shares and other places. Anyway, back to the article here. He says, it's going to be a very long haul. Michael England, the chief economist at Action Economics LLC in Boulder, Colorado, said before the report, we really aren't adding many jobs. Well, duh. I hope he's not making $700,000 a year. We really aren't adding many jobs. We've lost some momentum in the economy, and final sales clearly aren't enough to generate job growth. That's right. That's right, my friend. Payroll estimates in the Bloomberg survey of 82 economists range from 220,000 to 750,000. See how wide is spread these guys? You know, they're pulling from the air. They don't know. They're guessing. A 500,000 number spread there. They're guessing. Economists surveyed also forecast the jobless rate fell to 9.8% last month from 9.9% in April. They're still not, you know, they're still not using the right numbers. If they use the right numbers, maybe their forecast would be better. They're looking at about half, at least, you know, no more than half, 9.9. Why don't we talk about 20, maybe 22, maybe 24, maybe 26% unemployment. Unemployment reached a 26-year high of 10.1% in October. 10.1%, again, it's probably 100% low. It should probably be somewhere in the neighborhood of 20.2. The May figures show the labor force shrank by 322,000. 322,000 for May. Federal hiring of temporary workers to conduct the decennial population count probably peaked last month. It certainly did. Economists said there's no probably to it. Census employment, senseless employment. The unwinding of the senseless employment may keep distorting the payroll figures for months as the government dismisses workers when the count is completed. It's going to take them months to start dismissing these senseless workers in there on the back of you and I for no good reason. If they want to know how many people there are out there that can vote, they just go to the voters' polls and the registration list from the county clerk's office, submit the number, and they got what they need. But they're out there, you know, like Missouri is one of the states, you know, that's on the line. We're a bellwether state. We might, if we don't have just exactly the right population, we might lose one of our congressional seats. I think it is to Minnesota. So what? Let it go. One less idiot. Anyway. That's my point of view. Manufacturing payrolls increased by 29,000 in May, a fifth straight gain and less than the survey median of a 33,000 increase. Just numbers. Just numbers. Guessing. GE hiring in Fairfield, Connecticut. Listen to this. Connecticut-based General Electric, the world's largest maker of jet engines, power generation equipment, and locomotives. Well, that's a nice commercial. What is this, an infomercial? Said last month it will increase the number of jobs it plans to add in Michigan to more than 1,300. It will increase the number of jobs it plans to add. Well, why did you limit yourself to 1,300? If you're not going to be specific and you haven't hired them already, why don't you just say 2,600 and cheer up the economists? The U.S. economy right now is very good at improving. GE's chief executive officer Jeffrey Immelt said, what is this guy doing, methamphetamine?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So you've got to understand when GE comes out and they're crowing and you know, stepping and bragging about it, you know, how they're going to increase their employment in Michigan by another 1,300 people, and they're planning on it. You know, well, anyway, they make jet engines. Yeah, they make jet engines, all right. They make jet engines for the warcraft, all right. Power generation equipment. Yeah, that's all going to Afghanistan and Iraq. And locomotives. We're going to have an article in a moment here. We're going to talk about locomotives. We're going to talk about bicycles and rickshaws, too, coming to America, coming to a town near you. You can imagine he's definitely looking forward to that. But, again, Jeffrey Immelt, all right? GE's chief executive officer here. He says the U.S. economy right now is very good and improving. All right, very good and improving. Very good and improving, I guess. It depends on whether or not you wrote the plans, Jeffrey. If very good and improving is going to the bottom, you know, going down the toilet, well, yeah, I guess it is very good and improving. But if it's putting people to work, I guess it's not working out so well, is it, Jeffrey? He says Europe's debt crisis is solvable and will not slow the global economic recovery, he said. And then he had breakfast. And who cares? Automotive Chrysler Group, LLC, controlled by Fiat, right? A lot of admissions in this little article here. Automotive Chrysler Group, LLC, controlled by the Jesuit-controlled Fiat, Italian company. What's wrong with that picture, folks? And based in Auburn Hills, Michigan, will hire 1,100 workers at its Detroit factory. Didn't say they hired 1,100, just said will hire. That produces what? The Jeep Grand Cherokee. What do you need a Jeep for? all of the decent mountain pass, all the decent wilderness areas of all the roads into there, all the logging roads, all the logging trails, they've been ditched and double-ditched as we've rewilded America. What do you need a Jeep Grand Cherokee for? Four-wheel drive to get to the shopping mall, grocery store? My God in heaven, these people are insane. Employment at service providers increased 427,000. All right, so we've got a lot of new haircutters and massage parlors, and tattoo shops, service providers. Increased 427,000 after rising 228,000. Construction company reduced payrolls by 35,000 after rising 41,000 in March and April combined. But they reduced 35,000. So all those green shoots, all those new jobs, all those new housing starts, just throw those numbers out, folks. How many houses are you going to start with 7,000? You know, you just do your math. That's 6,000 left after you do the addition and subtraction here. Here's Bernanke on employment. Bernanke said yesterday, joblessness is among the important concerns for the recovery. Is among the important concerns. Joblessness is among the... Bernanke, shalom. There's going to be no recovery without jobs. Chomp. Quote, one particularly difficult issue is the continued high rate of employment. And this guy gets $900,000 a year to run the Fed? High unemployment imposes heavy costs on workers and their families, as well as on our society as a whole. Who's writing this bonehead script? Some companies are still cutting back. Hewlett-Packard, the world's largest personal computer maker based in Palo Alto, this week said it'll slash 3,000 jobs over several years. I don't think so, over several years. I didn't catch the several years in the article we read earlier this week. It sounded like it was imminent. They were going to lay off 9,000, hire 6,000 back, a 3,000 loss overall. Didn't sound like over the next several years. Citigroup Inc. plans to close 376 branches. If you got money in a Citigroup bank, you know, Citigroup Inc. bank in a town near you, I'd suggest you move it someplace else rather quickly. They plan to close 376 branches. And you think about it. They're going to close 376 branches. That think of all of the people that come in the evening, you know, a vacuum. Think of the buildings that are going to be vacated, the commercial space that's going to be open. Think of the carpet cleaners that are going to be out of work. Think of the utilities that are not going to be sold there. Think of the light bulbs. Think of the little bowls of candy that they're not going to have up on the counter. Just start doing the math. Think of the paper for the checks and all the rest of the stuff. That's going bye-bye. The telephone service providers, the internet connection, the computers in the room. They're going to close 376 branches and reduce as many as 720 jobs. If every job that they reduce has a multiplier of 10, you're talking about another 7,200 jobs right there. All the haircuts, the shaves, the laundry, etc., gas stations. Jane down at the local, at the local cafe, she's not going to be slinging any hash for these boys, and she's not going to be picking up a tip. What about the daycare workers, and so on and so forth, the educators? average hourly earnings rose to $22.57 an hour in May from $22.50 in the prior month. You want to talk about inflation? Let's talk about inflation. As a union journeyman carpenter, just about 15 years ago, $22.57 was your union hourly wage as a journeyman. And now this is an average wage across America? What's happened to the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, the USDX? I'll tell you what happened. It went down the toilet. Government payrolls increased by $390,000. Uncle suck at work. That's why the rate, that's why the earnings are up at $22.57 an hour. Because your dollar's not worth anything. Local governments reduced employment by 22,000, while the federal government added 412,000 jobs. Federalism versus localism, taking the power to the edge. There's something wrong with the story. The average work week for all workers rose to 34.2 hours. In other words, it was less than that, but it rose to 34.2 hours. Can you say part-time labor? No benefits, no holidays, no vacations, part-time labor, less than 40 hours a week, the so-called underemployment rate, which includes part-time workers who would prefer a full-time position. Yeah, wouldn't we all? And people who want work but have given up looking decreased to 16.6%. The number of temporary workers increased 31,000. Temporary workers. Those are the guys you pick up behind the get-go and the quick and stop and all of that. Jose and Hose B standing by the dumpster. The temporary workers. The number of temporary workers increased. Payrolls at temporary help agencies often pick up before companies take on permanent staff. You know, it's like Crossroads and the Salvation Army and so on and so forth. Well, it's not looking really good there. Not looking really good there at all. Here's another one. Give you an idea where we're going. Better get your leg muscles in order. You're going to have a rickshaw in your future. Mayors beat world leaders promoting cycle paths. Oh, I didn't say psychopaths. I said cycle paths. The psychopaths and the sociopaths creating cycle paths. By Mark Scott and Jeffrey Van Loon, June the 4th, Bloomberg, L.A. The city of freeways, smog, and bike lanes. Well, that's where Mayor Antonio Villagrosa wants to take his town. Why don't you go to Mexico, Antonio? It's where your heart lies. Let your body lie there, too. In one of the less likely transformations in the global effort to cut carbon output. Anybody ever, well, I guess they're going to have to ride around in Los Angeles with a mouth bag as they exhale all that carbon dioxide, pedaling their little bicycles and toting their rickshaws. But anyway, in one of the less likely transformations in the global effort to cut carbon output, Los Angeles plans to spend $230 million on 1,700 miles of bicycle paths. Bloomberg Businessweek reports in its June 7th issue. Most of the program will be completed by 2015 and includes changing rooms, showers, and bike storage areas operated by the city and private partners. That's a public-private partnership for you. The city's website says it comes on top of subsidies for installing solar panels and incentives for planting trees and switching to electric vehicles. This is your tax dollars at work. Are these people serious? I'm afraid they are. We have to make a change, 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 said Michelle Mori, senior coordinator for the city's Bright program. We can't fit any more cars in, she said. Oh, Michelle, you're so green and sustainable. Get a life. From the freeways of Los Angeles to the canals of Amsterdam, cities are taking the lead in the fight to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. As world leaders squabble over how to cut greenhouse gases, City Hall is becoming the best hope for reducing heat-trapping emissions. Peter Lacey, a sustainability consultant at Accenture, said in an interview, and as we like to say here on Become Vocal Local, as globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and our states.
A debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
T TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So certainly we've got to question the sanity of this particular drive, but we need to understand as well that this is not something that just came around yesterday. We've been talking a lot on this broadcast about Agenda 21, sustainable development, the green agenda. But this is just the fulfillment of it locally. This is as globalism transitions from global to local, all right? And it's all about the change agents. The change agents are in working all over the place. Go back and look at the Tavistock Institute, for instance. Look at the Smith Institute, the idea of localism, taking power to the edge. This is the wave of the future, my man. And Michelle Mowry, senior coordinator for the city's bike program in Los Angeles, is a classic example. This is the same sort of stuff that is infecting the rural areas through the University Extension Council and their great horde, their unleashed academic horde, if you will, of change agents advancing this global agenda here. But from the freeways of Los Angeles to the canals of Amsterdam, I should say, you also keep in mind ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, the Local Governments for Sustainability, which is an international association of local governments as well as national and regional local governments. They're all organizations. They all have made a commitment to sustainable development in the United States. There's over 1,107 cities, towns, counties, and associations worldwide that comprise this ICLEI's growing membership. And ICLEI works with these and hundreds of other local governments through international performance-based results-oriented campaigns and programs. And we can see that this is one of these programs that are being advanced here. Now, it didn't say that it was going to be self-supported. It didn't say that it would be by voluntary compliance. Now, it's being done by public buy-in. It's being done on the taxpayer's back at the time when the taxpayer can afford least another program of action for the 21st century. From the freeways of Los Angeles to the canals of Amsterdam, cities are taking the lead in the fight to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. As world leaders squabble over how to cut greenhouse gases, City Hall is becoming the best hope for reducing heat-trapping emissions, Peter Lacey, a sustainability consultant at Accenture, said in an interview. I repeat that. reiterate that paragraph, so very vitally important to understand that on the one hand, we have the people in the streets of Greece coming out with torches and pitchforks, communists though they might be, socialists though they likely are, coming out in the streets all over Europe, economies in an upheaval and an uproar. The United States, same situation. Canada fares better, but Mexico is no better off, and neither is England, with the Cameron administration coming in, making drastic cuts in all of the unessentials like cameras and things like that. But given their smaller jurisdictions, local officials can green light eco-projects faster than national programs can be started. Remember, this is how it all started, with the American Bankers Association, the American Bar Association, and the creation of the Uniform Commission on Law, Uniform Law Commissioners. And they then got set down and got busy writing model codes and model acts to do end runs around the federal and state constitutions. And so these programs become get implemented at the local level. This is this new localism. Be very, very, very careful. No. And be very, very quiet because we'd be hunting rabbits. Right now, we're not going to wait for national politicians. We're acting right now. And you hear all the stuff about, you know, the 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment, 10th Amendment. It's fulfilling global agendas, my friends. It's not nearly as encouraging to me that it would be if it was spontaneous. It's part of a program of action. We're not going to wait for national politicians. We're acting not right now. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, looking for action and action now, as he put us under the perpetual declaration of emergency. Emergency. Nothing to fear but fear itself. We need action and action now. We're not going to wait for national politicians. We're acting right now. Toronto Mayor David Miller said in an interview, his city plans to invest more than $1 billion in public transport and eco-friendly air conditioning systems for buildings by 2017. This is the green agenda as it moves forward, as it ramps up, driven as it is by the environmental and developmental concerns. These are companies, these are corporations. Grants and aid, getting it started, your four-star energy-rated appliances in your home. I keep getting pestered by the people from Sears telling me that if I just sign up for it, that they'll send out people and I can qualify for $1,500 and $2,000 worth of tax credit. You got to have a write-on to have a write-off. I don't need a tax credit. Why would I want to get involved with that scheme? It took a long time to get rid of the tax in the first place. Anyway, the efforts could have a profound impact. Cities are home to more than half the world's population. Yeah, far more than that, and pump out more than two-thirds of the CO2 globally. That may grow as people flock to megacities in the developing world. It may be the same in this developing country called America, as people are forced off of the farms and forced off the private lands and forced up and out and away from the watersheds and the places where they had the most fertile soil and the river bottoms, as we're all driven into sustainable cities, moving sidewalks. Zeitgeist, part three, right? Anyway, it's obvious where the fight for a sustainable civilization will be decided, and that's in the large cities. And why? Because if you look at it, historically, that's where you're going to find most of the socialists. That's where you're going to find most of the mommy staters. That's where you're going to find most of the people who've been sucking off the teat of Uncle Suck for so long that they can't remember what free enterprise looked like. Wouldn't be able to find a constitution with a map, a compass, and a flashlight. It's obvious, again, where the fight for sustainable civilization will be decided, and that's in the large cities, said Peter Loescher, chief executive officer of Siemens AG, which aims to profit from selling its streetcars, wind turbines, and other technologies to municipalities worldwide. You can see where his heart lies. As I said, it has nothing to do with the environment. It has everything to do with demand. It has everything to do with the bottom line of British Petroleum. Just as no two cities alike are alike, there are differences in local strategies. In Tokyo, 68% of trips are already made by bike, subway, or on foot, or rickshaw. Houston residents, by contrast, make 95% of their journeys by car. Markets versus vehicles. So while the Texas city is giving officials electric vehicles to reduce emissions, the Japanese capital in April announced a citywide CO2 cap and trade program, the kind the U.S. Senate has been unable to pass so far. Copenhagen will spend $1.6 billion by 2012 on bike paths, green energy projects, and retrofitting city buildings, said Frank Jensen, the city's Lord Mayor. Thank God you don't have a Lord Mayor where you live. We have a responsibility to our citizens to reduce emissions because so much carbon dioxide comes from cities, he said in an interview. He did his nails sipping on a latte. Melbourne plans to bar cars from downtown and offer incentives to developers who invest in efficiency. It's a green gold rush. Melbourne Lord Mayor Robert Doyle said in an interview. So they have Lord Mayors in Copenhagen. They have Lord Mayors in Melbourne. Maybe there'll be a Lord Mayor soon in Poughkeepsie or Exeter, God forbid. But what is it? It's a green gold rush. It's just like blue gold. Blue gold from the Green Cross Optimist, Mikhail Gorbachev's magazine. I've shared that article with you several times. Blue gold. Water, my friends. And this is, it's a green gold rush. You think this is about environment? You better think again. London's efforts. London's mayor, Boris Johnson, is targeting a 400% increase in cycling over 2001 levels by 2006 or 2026. According to the Transport for London website, the city's government is opening designated cycling lanes across the capital. It expects will add 120 cycle trips per day, 120,000 cycle trips per day. Maybe we all ought to invest in Schwinn or rickshaws for us. Probably do a lot better there than in the stock market. The government is also making 6,000 bikes available for the public to rent. In other words, they're going to take tax dollars and they're going to buy bicycles and then they're going to rent them to the people. You lose twice.
Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar powered. Goes where you go, sets up in seconds. No filters to replace, no complicated maintenance. Make over a gallon per day per unit. Sea panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, June the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour, casting off the bound line and pushing away from the dock. We come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is, of course, William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions each and every day. Even though we ought to fabricate those solutions individually right where we are. Of course, we're joined in this second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. We thank them for that. Always like to have the terrestrial audiences listening. And for all those out there listening on AM and FM radios this morning, welcome. But also, if you'd like to get a hold of me, if there's any of the information that I put out on the radio, you don't have access to an internet-connected computer, you can always contact me simply enough the old-fashioned way. Bend your head over a piece of paper, write out your request or your question or your information, or send me your ideas or your, I don't know, $1,000 bills. To Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. It's E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. And if you happen to have around the house a MP3 player or a computer that's not connected to the internet, and you'd like to access all of the show archives for the past year and plus, you can do that simply by going to anybody, asking your son, your daughter, your grandma, your grandpa to send an email to show.archive. Again, that's show.archive@gmail.com. And ask Fritz to tell you how you can go about getting a DVD disc, a data disc, that has an entire year's worth of broadcasts on it for the whopping sum of $10 delivered to you. I think that's the red-hot deal of the century. Anyhow, there you go. All of that in the first hour, talking about news, largely focusing on economic news. The jobless report came out, and it was dismal. It's causing a ricochet effect in the marketplace today. And then following that, we went into this article that I'm having a hard time getting through. I should say I'm having a hard time accepting this and swallowing this. But it's all about how Los Angeles is going to start rolling out the red carpet for bicycles, rickshaws, and light rail trains, and it's coming to a town near you. Let's go back to the idea here again. From London's Mayor Boris Johnson, targeting a 400% increase in cycling over 2001 levels by 2026. That's a lot of bicycles. They expect they're going to add 120,000 bicycle trips per day. Again, the government's also making 6,000 bicycles available for the public to rent. In other words, they're going to buy bicycles, probably government bicycles. They'll probably be $2,000 a pop. And then they're going to turn around and they're going to rent them back to you. Of course, they're going to talking about putting in shower stalls and changing rooms and things like that, you know, as well. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. If residents, here's the key word, if residents can be convinced to take advantage of the technology, pedal technology. If residents can be convinced to take advantage of the rickshaws to cut power use at peak times, their electricity bills could fall to up to 40%. Well, what are they talking about there? This is the 300 and some homes that are testing display panels that show energy usage in real time, a program that may be expanded citywide. I'm going to say that it's being expanded globally. We've been offered here in southwest Missouri from our local rural electric cooperative little things that you can plug into an outlet in your home so that you can sit there on a little cushion with your latte and you could be mesmerized as you watch your energy consumption numbers going up and down. I suppose that's the wave of the future, my man. It's the wave of the future. We'll be right back. Lots more to come. Stay with us. Thank you.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back live right here, Friday, June the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, looking at all these articles off of the Bloomberg website this morning. You can certainly find out a lot about, you know, find all the articles that I'm sharing right there. That's where I go every morning to get my news, there and Kitco and USDX and NASDAQ, other places. But certainly this article's right off the Bloomberg website. And everybody's heard about smart growth, and everybody's heard about the smart grid, is what I meant to say. All of this nonsense coming on. And this is just, you'll notice in this article, this lengthy article, that they'll never mention smart grid. They don't talk about this. They don't talk about Agenda 21. They don't talk about sustainable development, the program of action out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992. They're not talking about the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in any of this. No, that's not what's happening. This is the Edward Bernays School of propaganda, basically, public marketing. This is how you this is how you convince you, this is how you obtain public buy-in, if I could say it that way. And this is how it's worded. If residents can be convinced to take advantage of the technology to cut power use at peak times, their electricity bills could fall by up to 40%. That's right. People that would exchange their essential liberties for temporary securities, deserving neither their liberty nor their security, neither their freedom nor their security, could be talked into this idea on the hope that their bills could be cut up to 40%. of course, we should be seeing about a 40% increase in the cost of electricity next year. So I guess you would just say that with the use of the smart grid, you'd be treading water, staying in one place. Said Gare Baron, G-E-R-B-A-R-O-N, senior project manager at the venture overseeing the project, a quote-unquote, our biggest challenge is changing people's habits. Changing people's habits, coming inside your life and changing you. Uh-huh. Not to be outdone, New York City has laid out a program called PLA NYC. I guess that could either be Play New York City or Plan Your City. Social engineering at its finest. The measures include tax breaks for solar panels. Let me just back up right there. We just recently had here in Southwest Missouri, in Cassville, Missouri, the annual meeting of our rural electric cooperative, wherein the experts say fellow that came in to speak to the people was talking about how even though there are cases here and there around and about in this county where people have installed solar panels and they've even desired to connect them to the grid so that they can reverse, you know, their electric bills by providing excess electricity to the system, it's so cost prohibitive that none have ever gained a dime from the effort. So if you want to install a solar panel, be advised. The cost on solar panels being so prohibitively high that before you ever start to receive anything back from it, you know, it's going to be, your hair is going to be grayer than mine. But anyway, the measures include tax breaks for solar panels, and then listen to this one, legal changes that spur property owners to make buildings more energy efficient. Legal changes that spur property owners to make buildings more efficient. Ever rode a horse? Maybe a rodeo horse? Ever seen those spurs on the heel of the rider? Where do those spurs go? Well, they go up and down in the flank of the horse, causing tremendous irritation to the horse, and they bolt away in the direction that you're pointing them. And that's the idea here. Legal changes that will spur, hope it doesn't draw too much blood, property owners to make buildings more energy efficient. Voluntary compliance, I guess. It's still compliance. And power plants that use food waste and wood chips. You might type methanol, YouTube, into your browser, and or free energy wood chips into your browser, and you'll find a bunch of stuff that'll come up there that might be quite interesting for you to look at. But this is old technology. Methanol is something that they use in the exposed wheel racers. It's a very interesting product. It's basically wood alcohol, and that's what's generated here with this wood chip process. But there's a lot to that, as you know, look into it. Something you might be able to do for yourself. Though a proposal to charge a congestion fee for drivers entering much of Manhattan was scrapped, New York officials aim to quadruple its 450 miles of bicycle paths by 2030. They're going to quadruple 450 miles. Okay, let's see. 4 times 4 is 16, and 4 times 50 is 200. That would be 1,800 miles of bicycle paths in Manhattan. New York's plan has even sparked envy on the West Coast. Los Angeles isn't New York, said L.A., cycling chief Mowry, but we're getting there. My God in heaven. Once again, founded in 1990, IPLE was founded in 1990 as the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. The council was established when more than 200 local governments from 43 countries convened at our inaugural conference, the World Congress of Local Governments for a Sustainable Future, at the United Nations in New York. All right? The organization is now officially called ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability. In 2003, ICLEI's members voted to revise the organization's mission, charter, and name to better reflect the current challenges local governments are facing. The International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives became ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability, with a broader mandate to address sustainability issues. And you just think sustainable development is your pal. Let's go live now to Louisiana and say good morning to Ed.
Good morning, Will. I tried to call yesterday when you were discussing the James Mills issue. I'm really interested in this area because I think that's what's been the problem with our economy and our government is the classical liberalism of our system. And James Mills and his persons that followed after him and their liberal ideas, and it comes down, in my opinion, it comes down to the Adam Smith ideals of government. You know, the three principles of government are protection against foreign invaders, protection of the citizens from other citizens, and building a public institution and public works that work for that are not profitable for individual groups. Now, one thing I have seen is that really is a great ideology, but what's wound up happening is that it come down and you take each part of that and you look at it, and protection against foreign invaders has turned into preemptive. I hear the music. You
certainly can. Just hang on right there, Ed. We'll bring you right back on that note after these words from our sponsor.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies agency's violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And, folks, if you'd like to call in today during the broadcast, the call-in number is and remains 866-841-1065, internationally, around America, and around the world. And if you live in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014. Also, if you have unlimited long-distance access, that's a good number to try as well. We've got Ed from Louisiana on the line with us, always a good caller, always on point, on topic, and brings out the interesting things. And especially, Ed, when you mention in this discussion, you know, the idea of the wealth of nations as it was written of and really, really very deeply understood by our founders. But Adam Smith had and was writing contemporary with the founding of this country, and his process was certainly not the same as what would come later through the work of Jeremy Bentham and James Mill and John Stuart Mill and Hartley and Shaftesbury and some of the others. But please continue.
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, the functions of government as presented by Adam Smith were the protection against foreign invaders, protection of citizens against wrongs by other citizens, and protection of, or correction of building public institution and public works that the private sector couldn't profit from. It come about from these institutional functions is with your protection against foreign invaders, we've turned that into going to other countries, protecting our economy by going to other countries and invading them for their resources by saying that we're protecting our economy by invading these other countries. And then with the protecting our citizens against wrongs from other citizens, we've turned into a society of lawsuits, and we have to have tort reform from lawyers abusing these rights that are, and a classic example is the woman who burned herself by the McDonald's coffee and received millions of dollars from it, and it's just lawyers abusing this system and using the public works as a government function. Now we've got public-private partnerships where we've turned these public works over to private institutions to benefit from, and a classic example of that is what happened in a certain South American country where Bechtel went down there and they took over their public water system, and they actually made it against the law for you to catch rainwater and be able to drink rainwater. And this is a problem with our government as I see it, and they're still trying to hold on to this Adam Smith ideology and the twisted nature of it. And also I wanted to mention about how you said something about James Mill's liberal classical how our education system has been destroyed by this system where we take and indoctrinate and social engineer children rather than teach them a proper thinking method and opening their cognitive function and helping them to understand and make them think rather than give them information and give them ideals in our opinion of what the issue. And it comes down to we've deprived our children of a classical education. And by classical education, I mean, I don't know if you know anything about the trivium and the quadrivium.
Oh, yeah.
But the trivium is... Okay, the trivium is grammar, and you spoke how James Mills was taught, how he taught him the Greek and Latin and grammar so that he could open his mind to certain rhetoric, and then you open his mind to that rhetoric, which is the second stage of the trivium, and he became a logical thinker. And then once he became a logical thinker, he went into the quadrivium, which is arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. So what we've deprived our children of is putting them into an education system that indoctrinates them, and then if their parents aren't able to teach them classical education and enlighten their minds rather than, it comes down to what we have now is 7 of our population can't even go on to finish college, and 30% of our population, but we need slave class. We need a slave class in the workhouses, and that workhouse mentality and what's going on with poor man laws, the poor law amendments and things that were coming out of these Western philosophies is what's a result of the educational system that they've engineered. Okay, so that's just my opinion on this, and I appreciate you covering this area. That's a real good area that you're covering for the listeners out there to understand what's going on and why our system has become such a liberal system. And I just, that's what I wanted to say, Will.
Well, I thank you for that. And you're absolutely right. We're going to continue on this thread for a while, because certainly if I am going to continue to style the broadcast, the home of philosophical radicalism, one of the reasons, Ed, why I set it up that way originally, way back when, it's been almost two years now, it'll be 2 years in July. But the reason why I used that, and I used it knowing what I was doing, is that I was hoping that it would stir up the pure, the powerful, the positive mind of the listeners to ask the question, what is philosophical radicalism? And when people set out to answer that question for themselves, I don't feed pablum here, but when they set out to try and answer that question for themselves, they're going to come to this juncture in the development of English thinking and in English law and Western law in general and Western culture in general, where the great divide occurred. And I believe that it's absolutely essential for us to understand, because today, through utilitarianism, the Libertarian Party, and so many of the other parts and pieces that lay out there, it has left us absolutely confused and wide open to the socialist takedown of the planet. But really good points, Ed, and I really appreciate your call. Let me go ahead and I'll thank you for the call and move along now and go to Kristen in Idaho. Kristen, thank you for calling in. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on. The subject's changed a little bit from when I initially called, but I just wanted to touch on the increasing energy costs.
Yes, go ahead.
And that, you know, tempting people not to use as much power during the peak hours. And I just wanted to say I'm an at-home mom with 3 children, and every time I hear about that, you know, mentioning not using as much power during peak hours, I'm thinking, okay, so I need to wait to do my laundry and everything else until after 5 or 6 o'clock, which is just impossible because I'm already doing dinner and getting kids ready for bed. It just seems like the bulk of this keeps coming down on individual households. And I was in a mother's group over in the Portland area, and they had to have a specialist come in and talk to a group of over 100 women about how antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication is not for long-term use. And they asked how many of the mothers in the group were on medication, and out of almost 100 women, there were only about 5 that did not raise their hand.
Oh, my.
And I just want to say, this is taking a toll on us that are trying to, I mean, everybody, but it's taking a huge toll on us at home that are trying to raise our children. We're concerned about, you know, micromanaging our own households. We're concerned about at school, not just food, but information they're being fed at school. I mean, I cannot solve these problems. I hear it.
Okay, your phone is breaking up a little bit. Hold on the line if you want. I'll be pick you up right after this break. Folks, stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offenses against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, your calls are certainly welcome this Friday morning. And Kristen, you're welcome to call back in from Idaho. I went to put you on mute, and I don't know whether you hung up at the same moment or not, but anyway, I wasn't hanging up on you, I was just putting you on mute. But welcome to call back in. Your phone was cutting in and out a little bit there, but I did hear what you had to say. And good points, too. I can say that. The idea is, and I see you there on the line, just hang on, Kristen, I'll be right back to you. The idea that she brought forward, several of them, one, a mother that stays at home with the children. This is a very very rare occurrence in America these days. This wouldn't be necessarily in those peak hours. There's hours during the day when a housewife could take care of the laundry and do those sorts of things, peak hours being in the morning when people are getting ready for work, and in the evening from, let's say, 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening, a woman that stays at home with her children obviously would have the opportunity, let's say, between 2 and 4 to do laundry and things like that. startling enough in the group that she was involved with 100 mothers and having a show of hands for those that might be on antidepressants, and having 95% of them raise their hand to say that they're on these antidepressants, to me tells me the sad story that when you get involved with child rearing and taking children to and from doctors and being involved in the medical system and watching TV perhaps, it becomes very, very difficult to stay out of the pharmacopoeia, because every little ache, every little pain, every little runny nose, every little wet eye, and every little wet diaper has some kind of a medical pharmacopoeia solution to it that the doctors will push on you. And if you don't get it from the doctors themselves, and you don't self-diagnose even using the internet, then, you know, of course, you know, you might be influenced by the media. So you get it from the television. So those are some pretty startling things. But as far as of using, you know, off-peak hours, I think that, Kristen, that one of the things that we're really going to see in this is the idea that a mother that has children home, of course, and is working would have to somehow or another stay up late at night to do laundry, maybe at midnight to 4 in the morning, or doing, you know, running the sweeper or something like that in these weird hours, washing dishes, using the dishwasher, the garbage disposal, and things like that at weird times to be able to gain some minor savings off of their utilities. But go ahead and please continue.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that the overall feeling I was getting from these mothers is that we're being fed the message that we're burdensome, you know, that our energy usage is burdensome. The concerns about educating our children and their health needs is burdensome. And I just think that's really the wrong message. I think that is such the wrong message to be sending women that are home with their children. And as far as energy concerns, I don't know what it looks like in your neighborhood, but I'm trying to figure out where all this energy consumption is coming from residentials who can control it more, because half the houses in my neighborhood are vacant now, and that's because of a foreclosure problem. So I really have a hard, I know a lot of people where families who were once self-sufficient have had to move back in with their parents, with, you know, along with their children. I know friends that are living with other friends. And I'm just looking around at a lot of for sale signs and foreclosures and empty houses falling apart. And so I can't see where all that consumption is coming from and why it's, you know, so I realize that it is a concern, and I'm certainly going to try to do my part at home. But it's just very upsetting that I really do feel like we're getting fed this message that we're a problem. And I'd love to have solutions.
Well, I would too, and I think you're absolutely right. It is it's a propaganda process. Again, it's like we read in the previous article, where they're going to have to convince people to go down this route. Why? Well, because it basically bucks the natural law and the laws of nature and nature's God. It's something that is against human nature, and so you're going to have to be corralled into it. And I think you're absolutely right. Here locally, the little town that I live in, I live in a mixed residential neighborhood, to say it properly. Across the street from me are duplex and triplexes, a whole long line of them. And if I go out and look right now, I'll be able to see and confirm that all of the cars are still in the driveway. These are not people that are employed. These are people that are on public assistance, unfortunately, most, you know, and so they're all home. My neighbor to the left of me has a wife and three children. She's home today. He's probably off at work. The house on the other side of me is empty. It was foreclosed, and it really either needs to be torn down or stripped to the foundation and rebuilt again. It's in that bad a shape. And so, you know, I'm with you on that. I think a lot of the energy consumption that is being discussed really is occurring in the cities. It's in the super packed, compact, industrialized areas where the meters are just spinning off the walls. So how that's all going to relate, you know, you take a 100-story building or 60-story building or 50-story building or even a 5-story walk-up brownstone in New York, There's massive energy concentrations that are going on there, and a lot of those buildings are very old, out of date, etc. But at the same time, they are providing roofs over the heads of people who are now involved in this unemployment marketplace that would not be able to afford other housing elsewhere. So all in all, I think that the real question here is not paring back. The real question here is to look at the technologies that are out there for free energy or other alternative energy systems that have been suppressed for a long time, and to allow people with creative minds to bring forward positive, true solutions. And let's stop thinking that we're going to go back into the Stone Age or into some feudal serfdom to accommodate the green energy. The whole idea of bicycles and rickshaws, for goodness sakes, just say so, and I'll go get a horse, and the hell with y'all. You know what I mean? I'd rather ride my horse to town.
But well, there is something very beautiful about us all being in this together. You know, I think that is a great thing. It is bringing a lot of people together in so many ways, even though it is stressful and it's hard. I think I've heard more intelligent conversations in the last 2 years out of average Joe on the streets than I ever have in the past. And there's certainly a desire out there. People want to solve these problems. So I think talking about solutions is the way to go.
I do too. And I thank you very much for your call, Kristen. Thank you so much for calling in this morning. Okay, so there you go. There's so much that we can talk about. Let's talk about a little bit more about this, the news. We're not going to have a tremendous amount of time. I do want to go into James Mill and his system of representative government so that we John Stuart Mill and his system of representative government, so we understand some of what the influences have been in the last 140 years thereabouts. And we'll do that. But I want to give you just a little bit more here on the same line. One more story off the news basket. And this from Warren Buffett. Now, of course, we read the article all about how Los Angeles and New York City and Amsterdam and all around the world, they're looking for these ways to build thousands of miles of bicycle paths and things like that. I've introduced to you, for your knowledge, the Alex Wenner Gren and his idea of the monorails, which were used at the original, like at Disneyland and at the Seattle the World's Fair in Seattle, all right? This idea of an elevated train. Then we hear about light rail and so on. Well, how do you pay for all that? And we do have another caller online, and just stay right there, caller, and I'll come to you next. But this is an article off of Bloomberg again. Warren Buffett, who's Berkshire Hathaway Inc., you know, he just bought Burlington Northern Railroad, has been trimming its investment in municipal debt, and he predicted a quote-unquote terrible problem for the bonds in coming years. Now, we talked about the bond yields, you know, they're so dreadfully low. But here, quote, there will be a terrible problem. This is coming from Warren Buffett. There will be a terrible problem, and then the question becomes, will the federal government help? In other words, will we turn to Uncle Suck once again and put ourselves deeper and deeper into debt, trillions and trillions served? Buffett, 79, said at a hearing of the U.S. Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission in New York, quote, I don't know how I would rate them myself. Again, he's talking about municipal bonds. It's a bet on how the federal government will act over time. All right? So if the only way that you can finance these schemes, if the only way that the cities can finance these schemes, in other words, they have to be underwritten, they have to be carried by the tax burden. They're not private corporations. They don't make money. It's not free market. It's the mommy state on steroids. If the only way to finance them is with municipal bonds, and the biggest and the deepest pockets out there don't know how they'd rate them and don't know how they would bet on them over time, it only tells you that they're not going to get involved in these bonds. That means the cities aren't going to have the money. So that means we're talking about pipe dreams with no financial possibility of coming to a pass. We'll be right back.
Summer's coming. Are you prepared for adventure or natural disaster? Sea Panel makes delicious, drinkable water from any source. Make even contaminated ocean water more pure than bottled water. 100% solar-powered, goes where you go, sets up in seconds, no filters to replace, no complicated maintenance, make over a gallon per day per unit. C-panels aren't filters. They're desalination units, able to remove salt, fluoride, and dissolved contaminants. Peace of mind and preparedness, starting at just $99. Now, enter the word ORACLE into the coupon box to receive free U.S. shipping and a free 8-in-1 stainless steel survival card knife. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we've entered our last segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Your calls are certainly welcome. We'll have to put off our study of John and James Mill until next week, and I certainly will come back to them, and perhaps over the weekend you could take a look for yourself. There's so much available information on the Internet. I will be working from his treatise on representative government in the days following, so you might read up on that section, and we can have intelligent discussions about it and get your points of view out on, to a greater audience as well. But let's go right back to the telephones. Folks, your calls are welcome at 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Let's go back to our caller. Good morning, caller. Thanks for calling in.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, Will. This is Ben.
How
you know, I'm doing pretty well, man. Thanks. Great show today. You've been on fire all day.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I'm right with you. I might not want a horse. I could certainly ride a bike. Now, the problem is I can ride a bike from my house. You know, I can walk from my house to a store or the post office if I have money. But I need a vehicle to earn money. You know what I'm saying? And when I was a little kid back in the 1971, there were factories in this village. There was like two textile mills. I mean, you could actually not have a vehicle. You could work at the factory and still go to the grocery store. We had a shop here. We had everything that you could need, including a job. But in order, You could ride to work possibly now if you were like 18, single with no kids and had four roommates. You know, you could find a job at a fast food joint or something. But, I mean, to raise a family, to try to own private property or something, you're going to need a vehicle because the jobs are gone. There are no factories where you can get out of high school and just work because you don't have access to $30,000 or $40,000 to go into debt for college.
Well, let's look at two different models. Let's look at two different models, Jim. One of them is like the feudalism of Europe for hundreds and hundreds of years, many centuries, folks. Basically, there was the manor house, and it was in the center of what would be called the three-field system. And then arrayed, well, right close to the manor house most often was the Catholic Church, where everybody would go and spend their Sundays together. And then there was houses here, there, and around about, if you want to call them houses, and shops and places like that. And everybody, of course, was within an easy walking distance, and all of the serfs had a little bit of land that they could tend to themselves. They only had to give about 10% to the lord and 10% to the church in order to qualify, but they got 4 or 5 days of the week that they could work for themselves. And in a situation like that, you know, you don't need an automobile, but the infrastructure that was built in the post-World War II time period, certainly the infrastructure that was begun during World War I, our system here, and again back to the founders, when they were setting this up, they knew the bounds, they knew the limits, they knew that the Pacific Ocean was over there, they knew that the Atlantic Ocean was over here, they knew where Canada was, they knew where Mexico was. And they said that this government would not be a provincial government, but this would be a continental government. And so we as a people have developed continentally, and we've built the infrastructure to go with it. And in all of that, a personal transportation vehicle was the model. It was the fundamental basic principle that was used for our entire system. You cannot conceive of a city that has a suburban population that rivals the urban population. You can't conceive of a city that has all of its factories in development downtown or maybe out in business parks where people are going to rickshaw or bicycle back and forth. That's not going to work. That don't work, baby. You know, so what they're trying to do, Jim, is they're trying to undo what has been done without any kind of sense at all. And so the answer, again, is not a bicycle. That's a pipe dream. That's a socialist, eco-Nazi pipe dream. This is the stuff of the green weenies. And what we really need to do is to address seriously the idea of public transportation. And if it means going away from petroleum, I don't mind petroleum, but if it means going away from that, if it means using methanol, if it means using something else, then by God, let's get to it. And as I said earlier with Kristen, let's stop suppressing all of these people that have great ideas, that have things that they've brought forth, whether it's a spark plug that does miracles, or whether it's Mr. Green Energy, or it's Mr. Whomever, or Mr. Tesla, whomever. Let's stop suppressing this stuff and bring it out. And if that means rounding up the British petroleum magnates and all of the rest of them and bring them before a tribunal and charging them for crimes against humanity and the retardation of human development, then so be it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Listen, the infrastructure that we have is workable. We could go back to buffalo hide belts and water wheels if we had our factories, our manufacturing. If we had all that back, if we got rid of NAFTA, GATT, free trade, got back the tariffs, closed our borders up a little bit, protect. Well, those are the answers, but so now, that obviously isn't going to happen. So, I guess we just have to start thinking much, much smaller in terms of what we can affect. I mean, if I could keep my community up while the state around me fell, I would consider that more of a personal satisfying victory than, I would love it if the gangs, if we all met in the streets and just, it's just not going to happen. The epic battle either.
Well, you see, that's one of the reasons why I've championed for so long this idea of becoming vocal local and taking it back right where we are in our precincts.
Yeah.
The very first place is your voting precinct. That's the fundamental building block of our system of polity. Above that, then, is your towns and then your counties. You know, your towns, your cities, then your counties. There's no reason for your state to fall if there are people actively working in each of the various voting precincts in all of the different counties, in all of the different cities, and all of the different towns, and they're in the process of this transformation. But at the same time, we need to go back to a better understanding of what is the, you know, number one, what is the role of government? What role does the economy really play? What role do we, the people, play in all of this? I mean, it would be so easy to just say, hey, we really ought to be just like the, you know, the American Indian, so to speak.
Right.
You know, what we really need to do is we need to get some more, we need to get some more teepees working for us because we just don't have enough teepees to get this job done. So I think everybody ought to just have, you know, have a teepee. But that's not going to cut it. You know, that doesn't work at all well. It's another one of these pipe dreams. Whether you're living in a yurt or whether you're living in a wiki-up or any of that, that's going backwards. We're not going back. We're not going to go back to three-cornered hats, tri-cornered hats. We're not going back to the mourner's benches, the 50-caliber black powder rifles. We need to go forward into the 21st century. We need to go forward with vigor and vision. We need to go forward with an idea that we're going to continue to move towards more and more freedom, less and less tyranny and despotic control. And unfortunately, we've got global corporatism that has taken over this planet. It's time to bring their system to an end. I mean, if we wanted to go back to it, then we'll just let the women do all of the work. We'll have them do the teepees, you know, and they'll take care of all of the children. The rest of us will just go hunting and fishing, and we can go back and emulate the Blackfoot Indian. I think they might have had a better plan.
I agree with every word you said, Will, except I think we should go back to the three-point hat. Let's do that. Let's go back to three-point hats. I want to paint shark teeth on mine.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks for calling in, man.
Yep. Have a nice day, man.
You too. Well, so there you go. So, yeah, there's, you know, it, to me, it just it is enough to make you want to pull your hair out. But all of these energies, you know, we talked about Albert Van Dicey, a real incredible mental, you know, a jurisprude, if you will. But he wrote, he taught, he had a lecture series. I've shared a bit with you, and you can find it in the archives. But the idea of public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation. This is the thesis and the antithesis as they shape the legislation and the law that brings us to the synthesis. What is the synthesis that's being planned for us? What is this box canyon that we're being herded into in the 21st century? Is this a place that we want to go? Is it a place that we need to go? Or is it just a place that we're being driven into? Well, think about that over the weekend. I'll be back again on Monday. I hope you have a good time. And thank you for listening. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live.
Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.